Hey, what's up, all of you who are tuning in to check out our latest message right here online. Listen, it's going to be a great message, and we hope that you enjoy, but even more than that, we would love to see you in person at one of our live weekend worship experiences. If you're not in our area, we want to encourage you to find a local church where you live, because we just believe that we're no good alone, we're better together, and you need family. So if you're not in our area, make sure you find a place where you live, where you can attend a physical church and become family. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the message and have a good day.
So how many know that the enemy plays for real? But the Lord's been speaking to my life in regards to this new position that I've been in regards to safety and security. And as I've been studying His Word this week and after this conference, He said, why are you doing a good job in the schools, but you're not training my people for their adversary? And a lot of times people think the adversary is the person they don't get along with. That tells you you've just bought into his schemes. So I want to show you how trickster he is in regards to this message this morning. How many have been kind of tracking what took place out in the Atlantic Ocean with the two firemen? Any knowledge on that? Two men who are good friends, firemen, they went from Florida out into the ocean, and they were going to go out fishing and they were going to come back. It started on August the 6th, and they have not been able to find them. There have been rescue teams from all over, hello church. God says you are his rescue team. The enemy would say, wow, congratulations, you went to church. Just don't touch anyone this week. The title of the message is Operation Rescue. You're not going to be able to see anything up on the screen beyond that today. Because when I sent it, the wrong message went to Pastor B. I actually sent to him what I shared with the young people Wednesday night. So you're really going to have to take notes if you're interested in knowing who your adversary is. And if all you can say is, of course, it's just the enemy named Satan, you have really been thrown under the boat and under the bus, both. Boat, think about the Atlantic Ocean. So this morning, I'm going to do a training in here. It's going to be a message, but it's going to be a training so that you will know, and we're going to close with a live illustration from a conference that I was in this week. Because I personally believe not only is the culture asleep, I think the church has bought in. And Paul, the writer in the New Testament, said that the church was to awake from sleeping. Dead people don't wake up. They have to be resurrected from death to life. It's the church that falls asleep. So you're going to really have to be cognizant this morning in the message and watch as this is unveiled so that you can see actually what's about to happen. If we have our GAP students here this morning, it's time for you to go. That was just kind of to wet their whistle. And maybe parents that are here this morning can get the information to them at the end or during the week. Because if you're playing from behind, you're probably not going to win. Especially when it comes to the kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light. So let's give all of our middle school students who are going for their GAP time. And we're going to dive into Operation Rescue. So as I was working this week on this message, and by the way, guess what? Just because he throws you a curveball doesn't mean you can't hit it. What does that mean? When I realized this morning that the wrong message notes were sent to him, I just said, cancel that. I'll just go with my script, okay? Listen, don't let him have the upper hand. Do not let him have the upper hand. He was defeated at the cross. And don't rest on your lyrics and your laurels. Lyrics are, of course, hymns and songs. Don't rest on that. You've got to be willing to know what's going on in society and know how to address the issues and win the battle. So here's a thought from the Holy Spirit. Perhaps you would like it. The call of the kingdom is to rescue those who are lethargic or lost. And I believe we're living in both. I believe that there are lethargic people, and then there are people that are absolutely lost. I was reading about some men from Gainesville, along with Jacksonville and others, where they were so concerned about Brian and Justin, the two men, that they actually took their own equipment, their own boats, and they went out deep into the Atlantic looking for these men. And one of the wives who's married to one of the men, a strong lady of faith, is believing God that somehow, some way, they're going to be rescued. We don't have that answer this morning, but we know that all things are in His hands. Two quotes I want to give to you this morning as we begin to look at who our adversary is. And we're going to pray in just a moment, because the attacks have been ridiculous since this message was put together. Let me tell you what he doesn't want. He doesn't want you to know how he functions. Okay? He's the greatest criminal the world has ever known. Here's quote number one. This is in regards to the Coast Guard. Listen closely. Time has really become our enemy. Perhaps you're starting to think about friends and family members, and you don't know when their time will come to an end. Are they ready? Do they know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord? Second quote. The Coast Guard said on Tuesday, "We are now racing against time. Lethargic people aren't even in the race." Amen. Two scriptures this morning, and then we're going to go into, and I'm trusting that you will take some notes and you won't just sit there, because it's that critical when you see the closing illustration, the hour in which we're living. Listen closely. Jesus said the thief comes only, here's his game plan, steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, listen closely, to keep Satan from taking advantage of us. So if I was to ask you this question, you would write the correct answer. What is his game plan? And it would be to take advantage of us. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If you can't recognize that, you don't only have no situational awareness, you have no biblical awareness. Listen closely. To keep Satan from taking advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. He loves a church that is ignorant. He loves to see believers who are lacking information. When I'm ignorant of what he's doing, it could be to your demise and to your failure, because I'm not rescuing the perishing. I'm not willing to take my boat and go out into the deep seas of life and rescue those who are in the deepest needs. This morning, we're going to talk about Satan's deceptions, his deceptions. Here's a beautiful quote that I'd like to share, and then into the scripture. Satan can do a lot of damage and cripple us in our quest for intimacy with God and personal holiness. Wow. So he loves to damage. He loves to cripple. He doesn't want you walking close with God. And he doesn't want you walking in personal holiness. Therefore, we must be alert, because I hope that word will resonate when you see how we close the message this morning. Are you alert? We'll see how alert you are in just a few moments. Therefore, we must be alert, because Satan will attack when we are not ready. Let me go back to safety and security for a few moments, just a few moments. One of the things we're looking for when we go into all the schools, we want to make sure that all doors are locked, all doors are barricaded, windows are covered, and students are in a hard or safe corner. Now, here's what we want. Are you listening closely? All of us in education want to know the date and the time when I'm going to run this event. Do you really believe that a shooter is going to give you the date and the time when they're going to arrive? Do you really believe the enemy is going to tell you today what he's going to try to do to you this week? The only way that you can be prepared for the attacks of the enemy is to be intimate with God and walk in holiness, and to know that you're looking to the rock, Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 1. Now let's talk about, and here's the things you want to capture. You want to know his nature. You want to know his tactics. You want to know his character. And you want to know his intention. All right? Those are the ones we're going to cover this morning. And you really want to stay tuned so that you can hear about the conference that I was in this week. And I've already asked permission if I could be able to bring that program here before the end of the year. Rescued from Satan's deceptions. Listen, God will not deceive you. It's the enemy that deceives you. And when you're around people that deceive you, you need to know where that's coming from. Hallelujah. It's amazing how they could recognize Nicholas Cruz, but we don't even recognize the enemy of our soul. And just in case you may have forgotten, they didn't do much about it, even though they recognized Nicholas Cruz. Rescued from Satan's deceptions. Let's look at his nature. Everything's going to be biblical. Everything's going to be scriptural. Here we go. Know his nature. John 8:44. Here's the nature of the false father. There's only two fathers, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, young people. The father of lights and the father of darkness. Listen closely. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. So when you hear about murder stories and murder cases and all of that, you know who's behind that. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth. Listen closely. The enemy does not stand in the truth because he knows no truth. Because there's no truth in him. This is Jesus speaking, church. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature. I'm so fired up about this message this morning because I'm so concerned about those that are lethargic and those that are lost at sea. And who's willing to take their own boat? Who's willing to take their own resources and go out and reach those who need to be rescued? For he is a liar and the father of lies. So anytime I'm listening to darkness, anytime I'm hearing that voice and knowing that nature, I must immediately look to the rock. Turn to someone and say, look to the rock. See, right now you could already begin to drift and go, this is so familiar. I know all of this territory, but I hope you stay with me when I get to the end of this message. So if you want to know more about who he is and how he attacks and how he attacks the ministries and how he attacks men of God, know that he's filled with deception. I want to invite you this morning, stay away from deceptive people. Number two, know his tactics. Go with me to the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. The serpent said to the woman, you surely will not die, liar. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, liar, knowing good and evil. Do you know that there are even people within the church realm who believe that we are deity and that we are all gods? Liar, you've been listening to the wrong voice. I want to give to you a question to think about, because in a few moments when I saw the latter part of this, it was like, whoa, he knows how to change his costume. In the book of Genesis, he came as a serpent. The other day I was on my way to Cedar Key to do an active threat drill, and of course it was beautiful to see it because of all the rain. There was a snake that was crossing the highway, never got to the other side. It was my joy and privilege to end that life, or whatever it was. And I was having fun. Man, you sound, no. Keep playing with the enemy. Jesus said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is out to upset everything in your life, and you must continue to look to the rock. And you must be willing to know, hey, he has rescued me. Now I'm going outside the walls of the church, and I'm going to rescue those that are lost at sea. I'm going to have the Spirit of the Lord show me through the gift of discernment who are those who are lethargic and who are sleeping when they should be awake and serving. Not only do you want to know his nature and his tactics, let's talk about his character. Hopefully you're taking some notes. Why would we want to criticize Mr. Peterson? Why would we want to criticize the gate manager when we won't even pay attention to the word of the Lord? Know his character. 2 Corinthians 11:14. This is his character. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself, listen, as an angel of light. How did he come to Adam and Eve, and specifically Eve? He came as a snake. How will he come into the church today? As an angel of light. Remember, angel of light, when I tell you the closing story. Angel of light. He will come as an angel of light. I cannot tell you, church, how many battles and how the enemy has come against this message as it was put together this week. The enemy doesn't want you to know that he can disguise himself. That's why on the day of February 14, 2018, Nicholas Cruz dressed up in some of his old uniform style so that when he walked on campus at Parkland, he would look like all the other students with his hat and his jersey and his pants. Right now, the enemy is planning to disguise things this week. You need to have a game plan that comes from the rock. 2 Corinthians 11:3, this is also about his character. We only have one more piece to cover in regards to Satan's deceptions. Listen closely. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his, listen, craftiness, your minds, oh, that's where he attacks, Pastor. His craftiness is not against your flesh, it's against your mind. And when he can move your mind, he can move your body. I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Years, many years ago, when I was doing youth work in Franklin, North Carolina, I used to go to Franklin High School. And I used to go in and I would have meals with students who were, we would know them today as ESE students. I went in and sat with them because all the other ones were so much bigger and so much better. And they had their jackets on and they were cool. And I recognized they weren't even interested in being rescued. Hello? You got to go to those who are desperately in need of being rescued. Hello? But I also remember, I'm talking about led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion. Listen, every once in a while, I would just for the fun of it, kind of sit down with some of those who were Bible students at the high school. And all I wanted to talk about was the deep things of God. Somewhere it says there, simplicity and purity. You may be deep in your mind, but shallow in your lifestyle. Know his deceptions, know his nature, know his tactics, know his character. And now listen closely, know his intentions. I'm going to have plenty of time to do my illustration. Know his intentions. Let me go back over it again. It's amazing how we would just go crazy about all these shooters and why we didn't do anything. Why doesn't the church wake up and start knowing who their battle is against? It's not flesh and blood. It's not individuals. Know his nature. Know his tactics. Know his character. Now know his intentions. Listen closely. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13. But evil men and impostors will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. I noticed it was very quiet when I said, if you're hanging around people that are deceiving you, you need to walk away from that. Listen to the word. Evil men and impostors will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. I remember growing up in my parents' home, my dad said to me, do not let me catch you lying to me. Now parents lie as well as the kids. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19, listen closely. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, listen to what he's going to do to you today. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what's been sown in their hearts. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road. I'm trusting now that you will absolutely go. I am hearkening to the word of the Lord, and I can't wait to hear this closing story. I want to know how I can go out and be a part of Operation Rescue. I don't want to leave you on the low end of the totem pole. I don't want you just thinking about his nature and his tactics and his character and his intention. Here are two things I'd like for you to think about as we get ready to go into the illustration. In John chapter 17, verse 15, listen closely. This is Jesus praying to the Father. But if you'll remember in the Gospel of John, Jesus said he only said what the Father would say. He would only do what the Father would do. Listen to how Jesus prayed. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. When we're all done this morning, here's what I'd like for us to do. I would like for the men to go down the wall, across the back, and up the wall. Men. Men. And you may have to be stretched a little bit, but I want the men there. You'll understand. There, there, and there. Why? I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. Let's go back 1 week ago. I shared with this house. I said, Joshua, you can live in Gainesville, but do not let Gainesville live in you. I'm not talking about sports. I'm talking about the culture. I'm talking about the customs. I'm talking about the way people live. That's not the way you were raised. And he's not going to take any of your children out of the world, but he will keep them from the evil one. How? When you know the tactics and the character and the intention and the nature of the enemy. Last one. What else can I do besides just pray the Father's prayer? I'd like for you to begin starting today, as I've encouraged you in the past, each day, please leave your home naked. I can't believe that pastor and educator would say naked. Let me say it again. I'm not talking about your physical clothes. I'm talking about, do you put on the belt of truth? Do you put on the breastplate of righteousness? Do you put on the good news shoes? Do you put on the helmet of salvation? Do you lift up the shield of faith? And do you draw the sword of the Spirit? And do you stand ready? And after having done all, are you remaining where God has you, standing in the truth? Standing in the truth. Here it is, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. Background, please. Lights down, please. And those two individuals that I spoke to, when I give you those signals, be ready. Dang, Pastor, you didn't preach very long. I gave it to you. I gave it to you. Now it's up to you. Listen closely. Some background. So this past week, I went to a conference at Central Florida Community College. And these lights right here could actually go down because you'll understand we're going to be in a theater in just a moment. The conference was on human trafficking. When one of the speakers stood up to speak, they began giving us data. Information. How many of you would be willing to raise your hand and when I give you this information, you'll go, I agree. Since the days of Abraham Lincoln, slavery has increased in the United States of America. How many would agree? The rest of you need to get on board. Stop being lethargic. It has increased, and human trafficking is now the corporation. It is now no longer called pimps. They're called managers. If I was to tell you this morning that when the young lady who is now in her 20s, maybe early 30s, began to tell her heartbreaking story, remember I said he comes as an angel of light. For this young girl, it started when she was 5. I'm working with permission to see if I can bring her here. I will not be able to use her name in this house this morning. In fact, she doesn't even go by her real name. But at 5, listen closely, because this is really the bulk of the message. At church, it started. At church. And behind the church walls was her father. And he began to sell her at 5. She was in human trafficking until she was 17. violated by men, violated by women. Pastor, I didn't come here for that. That's what I'm talking about. The church is asleep. We don't want to know what's really going on. We just want to do this once we find out. I'm giving you the information on the front end. This is what we do. But what we should be doing is finding the altar and finding our knees and getting before God and praying over the lives of children and adults. I know you all watch the evening news. TV 20 just told us. Matter of fact, it was after Tuesday that we heard about Gainesville and a particular business where they were marketing and human trafficking. Let me call out to you this morning. You're within 60 miles of one of the leading cities in the nation and definitely within our state. The place is called Ocala. Pastor, I didn't come here. This is a real downer. Wait till you see the illustration. Maybe you'll wake up. Every church needs to do a background check on everybody. I can't believe he's doing this. Let me say it again. Do a background check on anyone that works with children or teenagers. Know all about them. I'm trusting I can bring her here so that you can hear her story and how she was violated by men in church, men in the business world, women. And it was so torturous that she actually, as a young person, 11 or 12, began to believe that this was the right lifestyle. He comes against the mind to control the body. And so out of that came the message, Operation Rescue. And the Spirit of the Lord asked me, are you willing to take anything that I've given to you to go out and to rescue? Not inside the walls, outside the walls. Are you willing to give anything and everything to rescue just one? I said, yes, Lord, whatever it takes. So now I'd like for you to watch this role play. Human trafficking. Operation Rescue. Why Operation Rescue? Man, come on, Pastor, you got to be kidding me. Man, I was so fired up. This is a powerful service. And now you've just kind of dumped cold water on everything. Because see, the enemy doesn't want you to know what the Spirit of the Lord has given to a senior pastor. So that you will be able to engage and destroy and defeat the enemy. And it's not over in the fourth quarter. The moment he shows up on the battlefield, he loses. I was a football analogy. So we're at a theater. If you will, please come. And we didn't get a chance to really go over all of this, but see, I'm not backing up because the enemy's coming up right there, and I'll give you the signal. We're at a theater. My partner and I have come in to take in Overcomer. But we're there to show who the overcomer is. Not him, us. And so we kind of were looking at a couple of the girls as they came in from the parking lot, and they were laughing and cutting up and having fun, and they were on their phone, and they were just having fun like girls do. And I kind of followed them up to where they got their popcorn and where they got their candy and they got their drink. And man, they're just alive about this movie, Overcomer. But I'm going to show them who the overcomer is. I'm going to show them who the real overcomer is. So we have our tickets. My partner, he goes ahead and goes on in. But he's setting incognito. Nobody saw us come in together. Nobody's watching us. There's no strong security. And so I look as they go in and see where they're going to be seated. And man, look how plush it is. And it's just what I need. It's dark. He operates in darkness, but he will show up as an angel of light. And so I check out the row and I notice, there's an empty seat. And I've also noticed that there's been another individual who's just kind of been jumping seats. Like, that's not really his seat, but he just gets up and moves to another one. So I just kind of come on in and sit down, and I got bad intentions. The movie begins, and we're maybe a fourth of the way through, and I notice that, hey, you okay? You need anything? Okay, you're coming back? All right, cool. Thanks, go ahead. Yeah, you're good. And I kind of give a little bit of a thumbs. Please walk all the way out. No, out. Out. O-U-T, out that door. We didn't get to practice, but I know you're getting it. She's headed to the restroom, ready to have a great time, just kind of use the restroom, maybe get another drink. I signaled my friend. I don't even care about this one because that's not good enough. That's not going to bring us the money that we want. Don't be offended by that nonsense. That's about the church's size. And I walk out, and we're ready. And we go ahead, and he's taking her right out the door. Nobody in the theater knows one thing. I'm not coming back. We had targeted, that's a key word by the enemy. I'm not the enemy. We had targeted not both of them. We would have gone with both, but this isn't the one we really wanted. We wanted her, and we got her. And now she is a part of human trafficking. She came to see a Christian movie. She hadn't done one thing wrong. I didn't hit on her. I didn't even speak to her out front. I mentioned just a little bit of conversation, and then I waited. And of course, we would really set this up a little bit tighter. When he had that signal, he's going out too. And you know, the theaters are dark. She's not coming back. She's gone. By the time 10 to 15 minutes, when Kay recognizes that G has not come back, she's startled. He's not afraid of you when you're startled. She makes a run to the exit, but we've already left the parking lot. That's an SRO standing right there, the big tall one. And she begins to share with the SRO. There he is, the big tall one, like taller than me. Begins to share with him. G, she's gone. I don't know what. She went to the bathroom. She went to the bathroom. They check bathrooms. She's not there. We're not there, and neither is Gigi. And it could be years, if ever, that she will ever be found. Hold on. And we come to church on Sunday. This is not a put down. I'm asking about Operation Rescue. And we come in and we have prayer. And we pray over her for safety and divine protection. But the failure is you had a senior pastor who didn't give you information. You're not walking out of there this way this morning. You're getting information. Times have changed. We should know every person and their background who works with those children. How many of you know that there's an exit door over there in that room? But we're in church. I say he comes as an angel of light. This is game time. Not college football, not the NFL, not Major League Baseball. This is game time. We have got to do two things as we put this message together. Ready? We have got to pray, Father, keep them from the evil one, pleading the blood of Jesus over their lives. And now, Father, we put on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and the good news shoes and the helmet of salvation, shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. For those who monitor doors, like if this child right here, beautiful little girl right here, was to kind of walk out, those men should be able to know exactly where she's going, and they should be able to connect her with their mother. Man, I haven't scared you. That was not the intention, unless he's on your left shoulder talking to you. You should walk out of here going, thank God I've learned something about how deceptive he is. He might be a snake, but he could come as an angel of light. Whatever it takes, as long as I can carry out what I really wanted. I wanted both, but I could tell, nah, she's not going to bring us what we want. This one will. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you this morning to consider being a part of Operation Rescue. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Really reach out, really care, really love, and really go beyond the call so that there would be no one during your duration. Come on, G, both of you did a great job. I've only got one, but I'll give him a hand, would you please? G. Okay, when the lady and team comes, we'll make sure you get one. Here you go. That's proof that I was there. Because see, listen, I could have made all this up this morning. Not in this house, but there are angels of light in a lot of ministries. What does that say?
Bikers Against Trafficking.
Yep. She's created that organization to go out and to reach girls, children, young men. That's yours. I want you to be a part of rescuing others. Some will stand with you, some will flee because you're for real. Okay? Situational awareness, biblical awareness. Give them a big round of applause.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.